Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's no big breaking news story to say that the economy in the United States is in trouble. Everyone knows our jobs numbers are bad. In fact, most recently, the August numbers show that they're stagnant. But could it possibly actually be worse than we think? Some economists now say the chances that the U.S. economy will slip into a double-dip recession are as high as 50% when we're talking probabilities. Joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Always bringing the good news, aren't you, Louise?
Oh, well, I try to brighten your day. You know, I'm down in Washington right now, and pretty much all anyone is talking about is whether we're going to have another recession, whether you're going to see any sort of pickup in hiring, job creation, and they're talking about how economists are really unanimously all increasing the percentage of the likelihood of a recession. Now, a lot of them don't think it's, you know, above 50%, but, you know, if you're an economist who thought it used to be 10% likely that we're going to have another one, now you think it's 15%. If you used to think it was 30%, now you think it's 40%. You know, so it's looking more likely, and this is really because in August we had such a slowdown, and there is a feedback loop between companies stop hiring for just a little bit because they're nervous watching the government on the debt limit debate or for whatever reason, well, then consumers stop spending. And then consumers stop spending and companies stop hiring. And it's just a vicious circle.
We're speaking with Louise Story, obviously, of The New York Times. But Louise, if we're talking probabilities, what are they using to calculate this? Are they just going by the unemployment numbers, the housing market, and maybe the investment figures in Wall Street? What else figures into this equation?
Well, they also look at GDP growth, you know, the rate the economy is growing. And you remember we found out several weeks ago that it grew a lot slower in the first half of the year than we thought it did. And then they're looking at every month how many jobs are added. And, you know, on average in the last 4 months, we've only had 40,000 per month. You know, last month we had zero. And that slowdown in growth of hiring has a huge effect on whether we enter a recession. You know, a recession would be decided by a panel of economists who would look at, you know, if GDP growth went negative. And if you don't have more than 125 or 150,000 jobs created a month, you don't keep up with our population growth. So 40,000 on average is really small.
All right. So, Louise, if we're now reaching maybe a 50-50 chance that we'll go into a double-dip recession, what are the signs that that the average person needs to look for? Obviously, that unemployment number of 9%, although we've been told by White House experts that that's going to stay the same all the way through the end of next year. But are we also being affected by China's slowing economy?
Well, the global picture is important here because, you know, increasingly American companies get so much of their earnings abroad. A lot of American companies get half of their earnings abroad, and so then that affects their stock price. That affects people's portfolio holdings, and when you see your stock portfolio go down, you feel a lot less wealthy. So the global picture is very important. I mean, the things to watch for would be, first of all, don't watch the predictions from Wall Street or other economists because they typically are too optimistic and they've failed to predict every recession since the 1970s. So, you know, the fact that they're all saying it's looking pretty bad, it's probably worse than that. In addition to that, you can watch job numbers, but I think for most people, you know, you can feel it just looking around your neighborhood and seeing who has a job, who doesn't. There's a lot of new surveys coming out showing that consumers are really worried about their jobs.
All right. So, Louise Story, if we're now at a 50-50 chance of a double-dip recession, does that mean perhaps we didn't – I mean, does that mean perhaps the recovery wasn't a recovery? It was simply stagnation that we came – it was a technical non-recession? I guess that's what I'm asking.
It's unclear until all the data comes out, but certainly it was a very weak recovery so far. And we really learned that when those GDP economic growth figures came out last month and were revised downward.
Down.
This is the recovery that was not.
So how do we avoid the double dip? What are these same economists who say we may go into another recession, or what are they saying that needs to be done in order to avoid it?
Well, they have all different policy proposals, you know, and it'll be interesting to see what the president says in his speech tonight. He's supposed to touch on jobs. There are economists out there who are pushing for infrastructure spending. They're saying, you know, like in the 1930s, the government should just put people to work on projects, building bridges and roads and so on. There are other people who are pushing for tax breaks. There are a lot of economists who say you need to give more tax breaks to companies to get them to hire. There are economists pushing for, you know, massive extensions and expansions in unemployment benefits so that people can feel like at least those checks are safe and they can continue to spend money. So there's a lot of different proposals, and, you know, it's very hard to know what will work. The one thing I think is important for everyone to keep in mind is that we have this third wheel in this recession slash weak recovery, which is housing. You know, in almost every other economic downturn, the housing market was still strong, and so people could sell their houses, they could move to new jobs. Now people are trapped in a lot of cases in their homes. They cannot move. They can't move to where there's new jobs. They've lost a lot of wealth in their house, and so any recovery is probably going to be somewhat tied to dealing with the housing market.
And to a certain extent, you're talking about what could be done in Washington to avoid the problem. Louise, there are some economists who are blaming Washington for their prediction that we may go back into a recession.
Well, absolutely. There are people who say that this feedback loop that we may have entered into really started in August with the gridlock in Washington, when companies looked at what was going on in Washington. They just put a pause on hiring, is what some people say. And even when regular people out there looked, they said, wow, the future in this country looks pretty bad. They can't work out a deal that, you know, that doesn't bode well. And that just made people nervous and might have put our slow recovery on hold or reversed it.
Well, it's probably going to be a large topic of conversation that gets bigger as we get closer to the 2012 elections. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.
Where do you put the chances? Some economists are putting it at 50-50 for another double-dip recession. What are your odds? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.